The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
There has been a suggestion that a supervised injection centre should be opened in the city. So we've often talked about these on this show, supervised injection centres for intravenous drug users. And it's usually in the context, again, of Dublin, of the capital city. But like I say, there's a suggestion that if Dublin doesn't get its skates on, that Cork should be where the pilot is carried out, the pilot project. Chris Luke is a consultant in emergency medicine and he joins me now. Chris, is it time to try this in Cork?
I suspect so, Kieran, yes. I mean, I have to say that this debate has been going round and round for, you know, at least 30 years, you know, in the course of my career. And of course, you know, I've been working in emergency departments for the best part of 40 years in the big cities around this island, and including Cork. And there's a really very urgent need for some sort of systematic approach to intravenous drug injection facilities in Cork and in all the cities of this country, and of course in the UK, where some of them are established. I think that there's a good case for the argument that they reduce the likelihood of death from injecting, the likelihood of transmitting disease, the likelihood of people, you know, throwing needles and syringes around public spaces, alleyways and so forth. And the boardwalk, for example, in Dublin is littered often with paraphernalia. So I'm all in favour, I think, at this stage of trying it. But I think it shouldn't be set up to fail. So, there needs to be the adequate resources in terms of funding, in terms of connection with addiction specialists, appropriate paramedic and nursing care, and so forth.
So, because this is the model, isn't it, that exists in some of the other countries you mentioned, is that the supervised injection centre is a gateway to services, effectively.
Absolutely, because these people who inject drugs often live, as everybody knows, they're often very marginalised by the rest of society. They tend not to engage with normal health services like general practitioners or outpatient clinics and so forth. And they have very chaotic lifestyles. So probably the best way to get hold of them, to engage with them, to try and introduce some level of harm reduction in their lives is by bringing them into appropriately equipped and situated facilities with experts, people, the likes of Martin Key or many of the people in the drug task forces around the country, people who are very concerned, very caring, very sympathetic and very expert in dealing with both the immediate and long-term complications of drug use, such as, you know, passing on HIV or hepatitis C or B or abscesses, as well as in the longer-term management of addiction and so forth. And one of the things we've seen in the last sort of 5 to 10 years in emergency departments, one of the beneficial things has been the appointment of specialist nurses, for example, inclusion nurses in places like St. James's, Cork University Hospital or the Mercy in Cork. These are nurses who are sort of liaison professionals who, you know, work both on the streets, literally, and in the hospitals to try and keep an eye on these marginalised patients.
And how often are emergency departments seeing patients present with kind of complications from drug use, emergency presentations, or are emergency services called out, ambulances called out to overdosing, for example?
Well, Kieran, I've been working since 1982 in emergency departments, mainly starting with St. James's in 1983. And since 1983 in St. James's and Rialto and thereabouts, I have expected an overdose case every single day of my working life. So, you know, wherever you work, if you work in I'm talking about now Dublin, Cork, Edinburgh, Liverpool. I've mainly worked in inner city departments. So if you're working in an inner city department anywhere like that, you would expect to see an overdose or two or more every single day. Well, now, you may not. There may be days that go without and you might suddenly say, I haven't seen one for a day or two. But by and large, you'd expect to see one. They're absolutely routine in every large inner city department.
Of course, one of the reasons that things have kind of ground to something of a halt in Dublin and in and around Merchants Quay is because there are people living in that area who, for whatever reason, and some of it quite understandable, they don't want this type of centre beside them. And Claire Nash is with us as well. She's the owner of Nash 19, the restaurant in Cork. Lots of people will know it really well. Claire, you're very welcome to the show. I mean, before we talk about location, like in principle, would you have an issue with an injection centre in the city?
Well, in principle, I would certainly be guided by the experts, particularly
the likes of Chris Luke, who has been dealing with this issue in cities for a number of years. Also the stakeholders in our city. It's not something that has just come up in the last couple of months, from antisocial behaviour, etc. It's something that is on our doorstep and has been. But it more or less didn't stand out much until now again. And here we are, you know, we're trading well. The city's busy. The city centre and the powers that be have done an awful lot to make our city improved on the public realm stakes. I don't think that a centre of that nature doesn't have a place in the city, but I think that it would have to be very carefully curated where it would go. And, you know, if this is something that we're going to do, well, it's something we'll have to do.
What concerns would you have from a business point of view were it to be located in the vicinity of Nash 19, for example?
Well, Ciarán, it certainly won't, I would imagine, be on Princess Street or any of the streets that have been developed with a big public realm face now. The street, as it stands, is very well occupied with ratepayers. And it's not that, you know, like the usual, I'd like it, but not in my doorstep. If this is a reality for the city, I'm absolutely sure that we will find the right place for it. I mean, we have a methadone clinic that we've had for a number of years with up to 500 people accessing that. We have a fantastic hospice and Simon Centre right down in a very thriving part of the city that is managed very well. Like the stakeholders in Cork, the Gardaí and the ambulance services and the city officials, you know, we're lucky that we work so closely together because it is an island. The centre of the city is an island, and this is something that will be dealt with, and, you know, it is on our agenda for quite a while now.
And Chris, if I can come back to you, I mean, because that is the concern you often hear expressed, and I think it's fair to say, kind of Claire taking a very reasonable approach there, that listen, there are places in the city centre it could go. You know, the argument sometimes is made, you put it way outside the city centre. The downside of that, of course, is that that's not where the intravenous drug users are.
Absolutely correct, yeah. No, I mean, I absolutely 100% sympathetic with Claire's, you know, very slight concerns. You don't want this. I mean, to be fair, you don't want it on Grafton Street or Patrick Street. I mean, it needs to be situated discreetly for the obvious reasons. But conversely, at the moment, for example, in Dublin, if you get off the train in Houston, from the very moment you leave the train station, or in fact, even on the concourse in Houston, there are drug users, you know, staggering around the place. There's drug users sitting or staggering around the Lewis stop and in the Lewis themselves. Every sort of 20, 30, 40 yards, there seems to be a homeless person. And very many of those, of course, are drug-injecting individuals whose homelessness is often directly related to their homelessness. And, of course, then the secondary phenomenon is the phenomenon of discarded needles and syringes. So
yeah.
I think it's about time in the 21st century that we have a humane, systematic, you know, scientifically driven approach to these things. And as Claire suggests, Cork and Dublin have very proud traditions of humane, humanitarian approaches to the homeless. With very, very proud tradition of the Simon community, the methadone clinics, and so on and so forth. So I think it's about time we at least trialled the establishment of one of these supervised injection facilities, somewhere discreet, run by sensible, experienced practitioners, for example, inclusion nurses, drug task force people, and so forth.
Yeah, listen, hard to disagree with that. I've been to a couple of these centres, two of them in the Netherlands, in Rotterdam and Amsterdam, and one in Vancouver, and kind of differing experiences. Like in Vancouver, it did become something of a magnet, but that had a lot to do with the policing in the surrounding area and public policy in the surrounding area. In Amsterdam and Rotterdam, I mean, you wouldn't have known. You'd have walked past these facilities without even realising they were there. So it can be done. I think consensus is that it is high time it was tried. We've been talking about this, Chris, you said it, 30-odd years about it. Ciarán, how the centre in Dublin is being delayed for so long is a massive issue, says one listener. These people need our help. They have them in other cities and it's managed very well. Somebody else says, I worked in this area for 10 years. No one likes to say it out loud, but the need for these centres is massive and it will save lives. Why businesses get uppity about it is all because they care about profit. Well, listen, I think businesses are entitled to care about their business, but I take your point and thank you for the text. 53106, the number. Claire Nash is the owner of Nash 19 Restaurant in Cork, and Chris Luke is a consultant in emergency medicine. Lots of people continuing to get in touch as well on 53106 about the need for markets, big outdoor or indoor public markets in our towns and cities. I was in Tenerife and they've got farmers markets everywhere and the prices are all set, so there's no need for haggling, just good food and a fair place for farmers to sell their wares direct to the public. Dublin City Council says somebody else, we're too busy trying to build a white water rafting facility in recent years. Yeah, thankfully that's been shelved. Damien says Dublin badly needs a proper market like others across Europe. In Ireland, the English market in Cork and George's market in Belfast, in fairness, are fairly good. And it's not just the English market in Cork. Lots of people getting in touch from Cork to say that the Marina market as well is well worth a visit, along with the black market, says one listener. Aidan in Carrigaline says it's a fab setup, the Marina market on Centre Park Road on the way to Páirc Uí Chaoimh. And another listener, on your next visit, Ciarán, you have to go to the Marina market. It is a super space. I'll have to put that down.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.